order council meeting for November 25th, if everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight, and the future as well. Amen.
Amen. Can we have roll call?
Dwayne Chatton.
Here.
Dan Ravalad.
Here.
Tracy Breeze.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Brian Grove.
Here.
Shirley Rose.
Here.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Mary Yocum.
Here. Next is adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move we adopt the agenda as amended.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Ravalad to adopt the agenda as presented.
Call for the question.
Dwayne Chatton.
Yes.
Dan Ravalad.
Yes.
Tracy Breeze.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the agenda is adopted. Need approval of the November 12th minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Ravalad to approve the minutes as presented.
Question.
Dwayne Chatton.
Yes.
Dan Ravalad.
Yes.
Tracy Breeze.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the minutes are approved. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, just as a reminder, this week being Thanksgiving week, trash pickup for Wednesday and Thursday for our audience here and radio audience will be on Wednesday only. Wednesday for both days.
Okay. Anyone else?
Mr. Mayor, I think we should commend the organizers and all the different organizations and businesses that supported the downtown Christmas parade. It looked like another spectacular parade and drew a good crowd. So thank you to everybody that contributed to that.
That was a good parade. And plus, we should mention that the tree lighting is the 7th of December, which will be before our next council meeting. So. Okay, committee chair reports. Being none, report of city officers. None. We have no old business. We're the new business. First up is Ordinance 11-2019, adopting amendments to the Knox County Zoning Ordinance for Camp Wells. Katie Cotter.
Move that we have a first reading of Ordinance 11-2019.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Ravalad to have first reading of Ordinance 11-2019.
Ordinance 2019-11, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County Zoning Ordinance, whereas certain real estate described as 1602 Washington Avenue and 1626 Washington Avenue is currently zoned as C2 and R2, and the proposal is that it be zoned as C3, omit sections 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, discussion.
Would you like to make a presentation?
Yes. I'm Katie Cotter. I'm here on behalf of Elmzo LLC in our request to change the zoning of the property located at 1602 and 1626 Washington Avenue, which is the Cantwell Marathon Service Center. As you can see on the attachments, the property is zoned, half of it's zoned C2, half of it's zoned R2. And that was, they had a variance or for C2 to have the auto service station there. They are going to be building a new convenience store and gas station there. And as a result, since it has two zoning designations, we're requesting that the entire parcel be zoned C3, general business district, as the auto service station's permitted use there. And so that is the request. We're asking that it be passed on first reading today so that we can be referred to area plan, which meets next week.
Question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tracy Breeze.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Dwayne Chatton.
Yes.
Dan Ravalad.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, first reading of Ordinance 11-2019 passes and is referred to area plan.
Thank you very much.
Next is ordinance 12-2019, adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance for 825 North 14th. Megan McKiska.
Move we have first reading of ordinance 12-2019.
Second.
I have a motion by President Chapman, second by Vice President Ravalet, to have first reading of ordinance 12-2019.
Ordinance 12-2019, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance. The real estate is commonly known as 825 North 14th Street, Vincennes, Indiana. It's presently situated on a map that's attached. It's R1 zoning, and the petition is to change that to R2, omitting sections 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, are you Megan? We'll have discussion.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. I guess the first question is, change it to R2. Are you planning on putting something on this property? Or?
Yes, we plan on putting a duplex, a one-story duplex.
Okay. And do your plans include proper off-street parking?
We, on 14th Street and Harrison as well, there is off-street parking just pulling off of the street.
Right.
So they do, we have talked with Colt Michaels, and there's room with the setbacks for pulling off.
This has a problem we run into a lot. People turn to these rental properties and there's not proper off-street parking. And
right.
We've got neighbors asking for residential parking, and it creates a... So I want to make sure that anybody else have any questions? Or?
No, we'll go to area plan and come back to us. So.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll call for the question then.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Tracy Bruce.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Dan Ravalet.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 12-2019 passes by a vote of 7-0 and is referred to area plan. Okay. Thanks. Next is ordinance 13-2019, City Council Health Insurance.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have first reading of ordinance 13-2019.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Breeze, to have first reading of ordinance 13-2019.
Ordinance number 13-2019, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Knox County, Indiana, concerning health insurance for City Council members. Whereas the Common Council of the City of Vincennes has previously permitted elected members of the council to participate in the city health insurance program, either individually or for family and dependent coverage, and whereas the city has not permitted city part-time employees to permit or to participate in the city health insurance program, and whereas the Common Council of the city now finds that it is in the best interest of the city to limit council member participation in the city health insurance program to the individual only and not for family or dependent coverages, omitting sections 1, 2, and 3.
Discussion.
I guess I got a couple questions with this one. I've been on the council for the last 8 years, and we've never talked about this issue either publicly or in a committee or even budgetarily in the 8 years. It wasn't even in the mayor's budget for those times. So one of the questions I have is, why are we discussing this right now as we end this term? This is kind of confusing to me and just seems kind of odd. The second big issue that I have, whether you consider this a big thing or a small thing, we had budget hearings a little bit over 2 months ago, and this wasn't discussed during budget hearings during that time. And usually I assume that budget hearings were times that we would discuss ideas, pros and cons, to see if this is something that we would want to work with and go forward from there. It didn't come up during that time, even shortly thereafter, even all the amendments and stuff that we've made to that. We didn't discuss that. So that's another thing that I find it odd, that we're proposing this now and not discussing it during budget times. The last thing that I kind of find odd, on the end of the ordinance it says for cost savings, with this plan in place, we saved over $400,000 this year on city insurance. So that point seems to be, I don't know, a little moot to me. Kind of looking through this, you know, honestly, I just feel like this looks bad. And this is coming from somebody that doesn't get city insurance. I get it from my employer. So I'm going to be voting no on this one. And if anyone can enlighten me with some of the questions that I brought up, I'd appreciate it.
I want to second that. I do take the city insurance, and my family is on the insurance. It was available to us 4 years ago. It's available to us now. The people knew that when they elected us, and we have an incoming council that the people made a choice to do that. And I just got to wonder, has this been through the finance committee or budget and finance committee? Because last I heard, we were doing well. We weren't needing to do cutbacks. I haven't heard of any other cutbacks. And I mean, it just looks bad to me that a lame duck council is going to make decisions for an incoming council. If there are budget crises in the next term, that we have to address that. I think the people have elected a new council that feel like that they would look at the best interest of the city, and if those cuts needed made at that point, then they would be made.
Well, very good. Normally, the sponsor of the ordinance speaks first, so I was going to address all those issues, but you defined the issue, so I will address them. First of all, the council is elected for a four-year term. The fact that an election comes subsequent to the end of that term doesn't negate the fact that the council is elected for a full four-year term, and our authority continues. So that's one thing. But the more important thing is this is something that has really bothered me for some time. In terms of the timing of bringing this forward, I did not want to bring it forward at the budget time because that falls fairly close to the election cycle, and I frankly didn't want to make it an election issue. I think that in terms of timing to make such a change, it makes sense to do it at the end of a council elected term before new members take office, simply because one of the first things you do as a newly elected official, or if you're reelected, the repeating official, is you deal with the clerk's office in terms of signing up for, you get taxes taken out and Social Security taken out, and if you choose to sign up for city insurance, you do it at that time. So it logically would be a good time to do it since that process hasn't not yet taken place. But having said all that, the more important consideration that I have is it has long been my feeling that council members' compensation should be equitable. I don't care if you're the president, you're the vice president, I don't care if you're the district council member or you're the at-large council member, we all do the same work. To have a wild discrepancy between compensation levels of council members just seems to be it is not equitable, and it doesn't reflect the work we do. And so I think it is fair that we try to reduce the extreme discrepancy in compensation between council members. And of course, as the ordinance plainly states, I've also felt for some time that we do not offer any health insurance to our part-time employees, of which we have many part-time employees working for the city of Vincennes. And I don't think anyone could possibly make the argument that a single one of those part-time city employees works less than city council members that attend a couple of council members or council meetings per month. We're the most part-time of all the part-time employees we have, and so it seems to me that the least we can do is to restrict ourselves as council members to an individual health insurance policy as opposed to the family policy. So that's the rationale behind it, the rationale behind the timing. Frankly, I was going to introduce this regardless of the outcome of the election. Election didn't go the way I wanted, but that's okay. I'm still going to, on the same schedule as I had planned to do, if my party had been reelected, I was going to introduce this. So I just think on the merit, it makes sense to compensate council members more equitably. And particularly since we don't offer this benefit at all to our part-time employees who work very hard. So that's the argument behind it. Now, in terms of has it been to committee, typically it's been my experience that a member makes a proposal, and we have first reading, and that is the point that you can refer it to a committee, or a committee of the whole, if you wish, or even schedule a public hearing, if you wish. But the introduction of the ordinance is to introduce the concept. Then before the next meeting, when you have second and third reading, that is when you maybe have the benefit of a committee. I know we've done it occasionally where you have the committee before, but this is the typical procedure to introduce an ordinance. So I would welcome putting it into committee, or if the council wanted to, a committee of the whole, to solicit public comment. Just as a matter of record, so the public will know, actually the language of this ordinance was distributed to council meetings prior to the last council meeting. It was not part of the agenda, but council members were aware of this proposal at the last council meeting. It's just now eligible for discussion because it's up for first reading. So I hope that answers some of the questions you have. If you have others, I would be glad to address those.
I do have one other question. You say that the timing, you've thought about this for a long time. How many terms have you done since this was introduced in the 90s? I'll re-ask a different question. In the 20 years that it's been available, is this the first time you've thought about it? That it's
no, it's bothered me in the past, frankly. It's just been one of those matters that oftentimes, in order to solicit cooperation, it's easier to ignore these issues. But it stuck in my crawl for a long time. And
20 years.
You're going to have things stick in your crawl a long time. And, you know, there's nothing like knowing your term is about up to decide it's time to correct some things that are unjust. So, but as I say, I was going to introduce this regardless of the election. And you can believe that or not, but that's the truth.
And as far as the only two meetings a month, I know that may be what you participate. I mean, I think we participate more than just two evenings. That makes it, what you said, it makes it sound like we show up for a meeting, we open our packet, and we vote yes on everything. Maybe the case for some, but it's not me. I try and invest more time than that.
If I indicated that, but at the same time, I would defy any member, and I'll be glad to listen to the argument, that can make the argument that there is any part-time city employee we have that does not work harder than the city council members. I mean, we do a job. I think we do it well. I mean, the city finances, as you say, are in good shape. I think we can take some credit for that with the work of the clerk treasurer and the mayor. So I think we've done a good job. But at the same time, I look at some people doing some pretty hard work for the city who are part-time that are not even eligible for any city health insurance, at the same time that we allow ourselves to not only be eligible for the individual policy, but to be eligible for the entire family policy. And I just think that extreme discrepancy, frankly, just sticks in my craw. Like Tim, I've never taken city health insurance. I was fortunate to work for an employer that offered health insurance, and even since I retired in 2018 from Vincennes University, I still have not signed up for city health insurance. But I don't begrudge those members who do. But I do think that we need to reduce this extreme discrepancy between council members' compensation simply in the name of fairness.
What is that extreme difference?
Well, in an individual policy, the city pays $6,758.28 per year. That's the city's contribution to a city council member's individual health insurance. If a member has a family plan, the city's contribution to that health insurance is $20,260.56, which just for the sake of comparison.
I think your numbers are skewed.
The numbers that I got were wrong on that, because I thought it was 13 something for the family.
I got these from the clerk treasurer's office.
It was total.
It was total.
So those numbers are way, way off. I mean.
It says here on the sheet I have, city pays $563.19 times 12, which equals $6,758.28 for an individual, and pays $1,688.38 times 12 for $20,260.56 for a family. So if I have the wrong figures, I apologize, but I went to the clerk treasurer to get these, so.
From the totals that I got, and you just add up the totals, I mean, you're talking total. Now, we put different contributions in for single and for family, of course. In the family, you're gonna pay a little bit more than single. But what we paid in total last year was very similar. So why aren't we talking about just canceling all insurance then, if the whole point is inequity? But the question that it keeps kind of, as you keep talking about part-time, why wasn't it ever brought up about possibly doing anything for part-time insurance? I mean, if that seems to be the crux of the issue, we didn't even talk about it, whether how unfathomable it might be or if we could afford it or not. I mean, we didn't even talk about it. But that seems to be the biggest concern that you've brought up, and we've never discussed it. And, I mean, we've had numerous times that we could have discussed it as a group, and we never have until now. And I appreciate you giving your opinion. I might not agree with it, but you've given it and you've stated what you believe in. That's fine. But to me, I think we've had opportunities to discuss certain things we just didn't. And to do it right now, just like I said, I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything or say that, hey, you're doing this for a purpose. I'm just saying it just seems just an odd time to be doing this.
Well, I mean, is there a better time to do it? And we'd be better to do it in midterm? I mean, 2 years after you're elected? Can we do it the first year after someone's elected? I mean, I'm not sure there's an ideal time to do it.
Isn't that what budget hearings are for?
An ideal time to do it before people sign up for the insurance.
Not at all. I think the ideal time is at budget hearings when you're discussing the effects of that current budget. That's the time to, hey, we need to cut some things. And that's the time.
We have cut things. I think you ignore that our departments, many of them are working on line items that haven't changed a great deal through the years. Now we have, I'm grateful for the fact we've been able to increase pay schedules for city employees, and I think that's a good thing. Had some good benefits for us to do that. I think it's unfair to say we haven't made cuts. We certainly have made cuts from what the department wanted in various line items. Now, you may not recognize that we've made the cuts, but this guy made the cuts before the budgets got to us. So there have been cuts, and I always think, so we have always looked for ways, particularly the administration, find ways to save money, and I think that's the reason our city financial condition is as good as it is. This is just another way of doing that. But what I would ask is that this proposal at least get first reading so it can be further reviewed, and if I am in error on these figures, I certainly would like the opportunity to correct that, but there is a difference between a family plan. I mean, I worked for the university enough years that I know that there is a big difference between a family health insurance plan and an individual plan.
Of course there is.
And that is my point. If my figures are a little off. I'm sorry, but I think common sense says that. So it doesn't negate the argument that our council compensation should be equitable between us. And it doesn't negate the argument that, you know, if we're not going to offer any health insurance to part-time employees, we should at least restrict the council members to an individual policy in the name of creating some equity. So I would ask that we adopt this on first reading, study it some more over the next few weeks, come back at second reading where it's eligible for amendment or to be defeated, but I think it's an idea that does warrant consideration at least for a couple of weeks.
Call for the question.
Dwayne Chapman.
Wait a minute, you called for questions. Did any other member wish to speak?
I have two questions. First of all, this was sent out to all council members, correct?
Yes.
It was put back on Take Back Vincent's immediately after the council meeting. So has anyone here talked to your constituents and asked them, asked taxpayers, what they think of this?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking everybody.
I'll answer that. I have, and they think it's a joke.
Okay. And second question is, one thing I keep hearing is, well, you know, just because I'm a council member doesn't mean I come to meetings two times a month, and then I forget about it. Part of our responsibilities are outside of these meeting times. And I don't think that, you know, something like that to me, that strikes me negatively, because, you know, I think everybody here has worked very hard. I think, you know, but I think to say, you know, it struck me wrong.
That what I said?
Yes, about.
Now, I'm not the one that said that we only come two meetings.
No, that was Councilman Chapman. What you're saying is you think someone should be, you guys think that someone should be compensated over if you're a
no,
president.
No, not at all. Not at all.
This has been brought up in a budget meeting. It was brought up in the budget meeting. But anyway, those are my two points.
And as far as that being emailed to all the council members, I mean, technically, not really technically, I mean, legally, we should discuss it here, not in emails. I mean, Councilman Brees suggested that we should have done more discussion before we got here, which is, you know, what we're trying to avoid.
Let me just say something about procedure. The reason that an ordinance has first reading and then we wait until the next meeting for second and third reading, the reason we do that is the public is alerted to what is being proposed at first reading. There really has been no news story that I know, other than maybe this Facebook site, but I don't think it's been in any news outlet that this proposal was coming forward. So the news of the idea is new to the public as of this meeting. So their ability to say whether this is a joke or whether it is a serious proposal comes in the next couple of weeks after the news reports it. So if you wish to have the public to have a reasonable opportunity to have input into this decision, the answer to that is to vote for this on first reading, have the news media do what they do so well, report it. The public can have input and either come to a meeting or see us individually and make their views known. But to vote this down on first reading is to effectively deny the public their input into the decision. So I would again ask members, even if you have questions about it, even if you are not necessarily for it, I think you owe it to the public to vote for this on first reading. Give the public a chance to participate. We'll come back, and if the public agrees with Brian that it's a joke, then obviously it'll be voted down. We can go on and enjoy our holidays. So, but I do think it's a serious proposal that deserves a serious vote.
And let me say real quick, I think the original intent of this was to get people to run for council as an incentive. It wasn't written to exclude anybody or not offer all the options. So I think that council did this for a reason. I don't know that this is something that should be changed, or in my opinion.
Well, I mean, I think that's up to the council, and of course, what council does, another council can change. It's, so if a new council wants to change it, they certainly have the votes to do it.
Right.
So we're a democracy, and the majority rules. But all my point is we were elected to a 4-year term, and so that's no reason for us to lay back and stop making decisions.
And I'll also say that every council member had the same opportunity to take this insurance, taking into consideration your status as married or single, or that it was available to.
No question about that. So having said all that, I would call for the question, but ask members to at least give this consideration, give the public time to have their input, and vote yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
No.
Scott Brown?
No.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
No.
Dan Ravalette?
No.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Okay, by a vote of 3 yes and 4 no's, ordinance 13-2019 fails. Okay, we will move on, and I just mentioned real quick, the next 7 items are like what I mentioned last meeting, that at the end of the year, there'll be transfers in the different line items of departments so that they can get in the black and all their line items by the end of the year. So first up is a transfer of funds from the street department working foreman to street department building and fixtures of $25,000.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I move this transfer be approved.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Ravalette, to approve this transfer for the street department. Any discussion? Do you want to call for a question?
Call for the question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
And this transfer is approved by a vote of 7-0. Next is a same department, street department transfer from gas fuel to repair of equipment, $6,500.
Move the transfer be approved.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Ravalette, to approve this transfer.
Call for the question.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Next is Parks Department. Pool and park, it goes from general supplies to pool and park maintenance, $474.
I move this transfer be approved.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Ravalette, to approve the transfer for the Parks Department.
Question?
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
And that transfer is approved by a vote of 7-0. Sharon, I've got a police department transfer, but it's not on the agenda. Hmm. But it's dated 11/18, which would have been since the last meeting.
I don't have it.
I've got one for gas and diesel, amount of $4,000 to repairs of $4,000, and it looks like it's for the police department. And it's signed. Okay, so it's not on the agenda, but.
Yeah, I would ask council to transfer $4,000 from gas and oil to repair of equipment. And it's just basically to take care of bills that we have outstanding.
Okay.
So we're operating within our budget.
So.
Thank you.
We would have to add it to the agenda first, and then we can consider it. So I would want to do that. I would move that this item be added to the agenda, and then we can consider it.
A second.
Can we do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, got a motion by President Chatton, Vice President, seconded by Vice President Ravalette to add this transfer, police department transfer to the agenda. Somebody want to call for the question?
Question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatton?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Okay, so it's been added to the agenda, so we're looking at the transfer from gas and diesel to repairs, $4,000 in the police department.
I move that be approved.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, seconded by Vice President Ravalette to approve the police department transfer.
Question.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatton?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Okay, that is approved by a vote of 7-0. Next is Park and Rec transfer of $8,006. Looks like it's going from secretary salary to part-time employment.
Move transfer be approved.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, seconded by Vice President Ravalette to approve the transfer for the Park and Rec.
Question.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatton?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
And that transfer is approved by a vote of 7-0. Next is Park and Rec transfer. It's general supplies, $350, to part-time, $350.
Move the transfer be approved.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, seconded by Vice President Ravalette to approve the transfer for the Parks Department.
A question.
Shirley Rose?
Is this, why is there so much going into part-time?
Because I guess they ran short in part-time.
Did we have more?
The pool, the lifeguards at the pool ran over this year, or staff overall at the pool.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatton?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
By a vote of 7-0, that transfer is approved. Next is Parks again, $300 from postage to part-time.
Move the transfer be approved.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, seconded by Vice President Ravalette to approve the $300 transfer for the Parks Department.
Call for the question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatton?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, that transfer is approved. And the last transfer is Parks Department. Looks like $800 from electric to part-time.
I move the transfer be approved.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, seconded by Vice President Ravalette to approve the transfer for the Parks Department.
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatton?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
And that transfer is approved by a vote of 7-0. Next is claims.
I move that we approve claims totaling $736,889.15.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, seconded by Vice President Ravalette to approve claims in the amount of $736,889.15. Any discussion on claims?
Question.
She said question. Councilwoman Rose, call for question.
Oh, you called for question. I'm sorry. Dwayne Chatton?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the claims are paid. Does anyone have anything under miscellaneous?
Mr. Mayor, just referring back to the previous meeting where Andrew Jendrowski brought a proposal to us about beginning an outdoor sculpture program in Vincennes at a very reasonable cost. I'm looking over balances in the city council promotion of the city fund. We do have very healthy balances there. So at the next meeting, I would like to bring forward a proposal to have the council appropriate $2,000 to get this program started. That $2,000 should be enough to get this program started over a two-year period. And then hopefully there'll be some other subsequent private financing or civic organization financing. But I think it's a worthy enough project and has the potential to be a real benefit to the city. So I would like to see us use some of our balance to support that launch. So not making a proposal tonight, but just making council aware of what will be coming next week.
Okay. Anything else on our miscellaneous?
Move for adjournment.
We are adjourned.
I don't doodle.